Today is Palm Sunday, one of the most important days in the Christian calendar after Christmas and Easter. The Sunday before Easter marks the beginning of Holy Week, the final week of Lent, the weeks of and events leading up to Jesus' death. In Zechariah 9:9, it is said, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. He is just and he brings salvation. He comes to the lowly one, riding upon an ass, upon a colt, the foal of an ass." Today we remember Jesus' short trip from Bethany to Jerusalem 5 days before his crucifixion, when worshipers lined both sides of the trail ahead of him and laid palm branches, symbols of military victory, in the road to make his passage smoother, with their expectant words echoing Psalms 118 and reverberating down through the generations. "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." For centuries, Christians have called his trip his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Only Luke records that Jesus wept when the journey ended, saying, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes." The palm branches signaled their expectation of a military victory. Here they were, captive in their own homeland, foreign soldiers ordered and organized their society, the boot of Rome crushing their necks. These people came out to cheer for Jesus, the miracle-working rabbi from Nazareth, because they wanted him to overthrow their oppressors. They expected him to lead an uprising of military and political liberation, not to lay down his life as a spiritual sacrifice for Romans as well as Jews. Instead, Jesus, their long-awaited Messiah, rode into town on a donkey colt, primarily a symbol of humility, simplicity, and long-suffering, and a symbol of peace, rather than on a horse, a symbol of war. The Palm Sunday crowd loved Jesus for what they expected him to be. That love evaporated between Sunday morning when he rode into Jerusalem and Thursday night when the Romans and Jewish leaders collaborated to try him for treason. Even his handpicked followers, who had spent 3 years watching him perform miracles and listening to him teach, fled in fear. Ironically, not all that much has changed in 2,000 years. People still love Jesus for what they want him to do for them, not for his offer of spiritual learning, healing for all people, and eternal life for whoever will embrace him in faith. For Christians today, it is an occasion for reflecting on the final week of his life. It is a time to prepare their hearts for the agony of his passion and the joy of his resurrection. It is our job to glean from these events in our quest for peace and wisdom that comes from understanding. Passover begins Monday at dusk. The Jewish people celebrate Passover as a commemoration of their liberation over 3,300 years ago. It commemorates the story of the Exodus as described in the Hebrew Bible, especially in the book of Exodus, in which the Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt, then ruled by the Pharaohs, and their birth as a nation under the leadership of Moses. In the narrative of the Exodus, the Bible tells that God helped the children of Israel escape slavery in Egypt by inflicting 10 plagues upon the ancient Egyptians before the Pharaoh would release his Israelite slaves. The 10th and worst of the plagues was the death of the Egyptian firstborn. The Israelites were instructed to mark the doorpost of their homes with the blood of a spring lamb, and upon seeing this, the Spirit of the Lord knew to pass over the firstborn in these homes. When the Pharaohs freed the Israelites, it is said that they left in such a hurry that they could not wait for bread dough to rise. In commemoration for the duration of Passover, no leavened bread is eaten, for which it is called the Festival of the Unleavened Bread. And Moses said unto the people, "Remember this day in which ye came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall be no leavened bread eaten." We bake bread or go to the store and purchase it. For a drink of water, we either turn on the faucet or purchase it, bottled for our convenience. Daily, little thought is given to those who have no access to clean water, and perhaps not even a piece of bread to eat. While bread and water, essentials of life, alone cannot sustain it, even these are not readily available for some human beings. Today, we commune, sharing one with another all the gifts that our religious heritages have imparted to us. As we drink this water that comes from its natural source to give us life and remain as part of us, may we be thankful for all blessings it brings to our lives. As we eat the matzah, May we find inspiration and strength in the Passover story and the victory of oppression and freedom from that it represents. May we do this in celebration of this community and all that we bring to it and take away from it. I will now invite you to come up and